CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
to the
streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam U collar.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
going
for the
hill.
Security fell down.
Go!
Security is gone.
He's gone for
get
the
up the fence.
Oh, he's
going. You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Without pain, they know. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. This is 3 Inches of Blood. Off of their album, Fire Up the Blades, the first song that you heard was called Forest King. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful week. I just got back from Seattle. I went there a couple days ago to check out The Sword, play at Numo's, and it was so amazing. I can't even begin to talk about it because I don't know where to start, but it was definitely a competitor for best show of the year. Right now I have it narrowed down to The Hives or The Sword. And I don't know, but it was so amazing. They played with Sloughfeg and Children. The venue was packed, and I love Seattle. I've been there so many times, and I don't think I've really had the chance before to really experience a lot of the city. I think I just went down there for like quick shopping trips, like on the weekends and shit. But this time I walked around the city and it's so beautiful. It's so clean. Not like, you know how here in Vancouver, like if you go down an alleyway, let's say like behind Granville Street or whatever, it's dirty. It's really gross. Like there's stuff on the ground that you don't want to know where it came from, and there are bums sleeping in trash bins. But in Seattle, the alleys look so clean, like there's no, like the streets and the sidewalks are just amazingly clean, and the people are friendly, and there's so much to do, and I had such a good time, even though it was kind of raining a bit. It wasn't even a bad rain. I don't even know. But I did also get to check out the Science Fiction Museum, which is so rad. I had a good time, and except there wasn't any X-File stuff. And there was a lot of Blade Runner stuff, and obviously like Star Wars, and lots of Star Trek stuff, but nothing from Legend, which was Ridley Scott's cinematic masterpiece, his crowning achievement. Do you remember that movie? It came out in like 85, and Tom Cruise was in it as like a woodland elf, and the soundtrack was by Tangerine Dream. You look that up right now. It's pretty much the best movie ever made. And I also got to check out the Seattle Art Museum, which was housing the Roman art collection from the Louvre. And I'm a huge nerd for ancient Greek and Roman history, because that's what I studied at UBC. So I had a really good week so far, and I hope that you guys are having a good time as well. There were a lot of people from Vancouver down at the show in Seattle, so if maybe you were one of those people, good on ya. And if you guys missed out, I don't know what to tell you. So how about we get to some Sword? Let's play some brand new Sword on We All Fall Down. And if you want to phone in the studio, place a request. No? You can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can also listen to and download podcasts for this show and many other shows on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Without further ado, let's get to some brand new Sword. This is probably one of my favorite songs off of their new album, Gods of the Earth. It's called Maiden, Mother, and Crone on We All Fall Down.
If you're a film addict, a festival addict, or an art addict, then we've got the place for you to be. It's the Vancouver Student Film Festival.
What makes this festival different from any other is that it's all about students, and of course, their films. You'll get to see the work made by some of the people who'll be ruling the industry in the near future.
The concept behind the festival is to promote the already vibrant community of young Canadian filmmakers in British Columbia by showcasing the films of students and recent graduates from post-secondary film institutions, and thus enhancing the lines of communication that currently exist between the artist, the public, and fellow colleagues on the West Coast.
The third annual Vancouver Student Film Festival will take place on Saturday, May 24th, 2008, at the VIFC Van City Theatre. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Time is running out, and I can't wait. I have to say this before it's too late. I wanna be the one to hear you call, to catch you as you tumble while the empire falls. And when I say it out loud, I look like Slamil, but I gotta do it anyway. Tell you how I feel. I wanna be a hero. I just wanna do the best I can to keep you happy and be your ever-loving man. There's nothing here for us and no place left to go. Slipstream of destruction has us in its tow. But there's one thing that can make it alright. Holding on to you in the dying light. And when I say it out loud, I look like Slamil. But I gotta do it anyway. Tell you how I feel. In the darkness that surrounds us, I'm gonna make my stand. Loving man. But when I say it out loud,
All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle, and that was a local band, The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, off of their album The Shadow Out of Tim. That song was called Chapter 7, A Need to Know Basis. I just recently saw the movie Dagon, and I'm relating this because Darkest of the Hillside Thickets is a Lovecraft-themed band. And so I saw a movie called Dagon based off of one of H.P. Lovecraft's story called The Shadow Over Innsmouth. And it started off kind of weird, like it was going to be a really shitty movie, but it turned out to be quite terrifying and really well done. So if you're into weird sci-fi shit and, I don't know, low budget but really good movies, Dagon. Check it out. You will be pleasantly surprised. Before Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, I played Pennywise off of their latest Reason to Believe. That song was called All We Need. It came out on Interscope and MySpace Records. What? MySpace is still around? They still have money to like fund these things? Whatever. For Pennywise, I played the Dirt Bombs off of their latest album, We Have You Surrounded. The song's called Ever Lovin' Man. They are coming to town, if it's not sold out already. The Hives, before that, off of their latest Black and White album, that song's called Return the Favor. Prior to that, some brand new music by The Last of the Bad Men off of their latest album, Ride. That song's called City Action. Prior to that, Fake Shark Real Zombie off of their full-length Zebra. That song was called Crystal Compass. And I started off that set with some brand new Cancer Bats. They had an album that came out this Tuesday called Hail Destroyer. That song's called Sorceress. And you know when you buy a new album and there's just like one or two songs that you love immediately before the whole thing grows on you, before you let the whole thing grow on you? Sorceress, that was my first choice off of the album. The song that grabbed me, if you will. Yes, let's get to a bit more music, and then maybe I'll talk about some bands that are coming to town. A lot of really exciting shows coming up. At least I'm really excited about it. I'll share that excitement with you after one or two more songs. This is some brand new Loved Ones on We All Fall Down.
Writing on the wall, it's getting harder to read it these days. catches up to you and all your broken luck. I found a better way to get even with my memory. In the darkness where the angels cry, give us water, give us back our eyes. Our beds, this concrete floor, and it's all we have left to live for a day. We'll never face, we're only second, and it's sick and lonely, fighting back the tears. And every incident goes for fire is, I said we've had enough. Please turn that fucking radio off. Ain't nothing on the airwave in the despair we feel. In the shadows where the heads hang low, can't you see? Reminding you to breathe. It's only time before it catches up to you and all your broken luck. I found a better way to get even with my enemies. That said, we've had enough. Please turn that fucking radio off. Ain't nothing on the airwave in the despair we feel. That said, we've had enough.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. This is Alkaline Trio. The first song I played was off of their album, what was it called? Good Morning, with a song called We've Had Enough. Alkaline Trio are coming to Vancouver. They have a brand new album coming out. I don't remember if it was June or July 1st. I remember I had the same problem last week and I didn't even check up on it. But it's like June 1st or July 1st and they have a new single out and you can check it out on their MySpace page. Judge it as you will. Show listings. Wait, what did I play before Alkaline Trio? I played The Loved Ones off of their latest album, Build and Burn. That song was called The Inquirer. How about some show listings coming up? There are so many shows to go check out, and I hope that I interest you in some of those shows, because yeah, going to shows is better than staying at home and just doing nothing. Take my word for it. Let's see what is going on coming up very soon. Is today the 25th? I don't even know. Maybe the 25th is tomorrow. Anyways, on April 25th, SNFU is playing at the Balmoral the same night. You can also check out Hardstock 08. It's a special benefit for Scott Harding. That is going on tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 25th, Friday, featuring the Hard Ones, Pointed Sticks, the Furies, and a whole bunch of others. Swank is also playing. That's happening at the Commodore Ballroom Friday night. What else is going on? They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Are having their last show ever with the Doers. That's happening April 26th at the Astoria. The same night, the Hits are playing with the Vicious Cycles and the TVs at the Railway Club. That's April 26th. I believe they're also playing another show. Yes, the Vicious Cycles are playing Friday night as well with the Rebel Spell at a place in Abbotsford called The Shop. Never heard of it before. Never been to Abbotsford, so I really can't help you out there. The Unseen are playing a show with Tiger Army April 28th at the Croatian Cultural Center. As I Lay Dying is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals April 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. The next day, Goldfinger's coming to town April 30th. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. The Spitfires and BCDC are playing May 1st at the Plaza Club. Attack in Black is coming to Vancouver. They're playing May 15th at the Plaza Club as well. The Gigantour is coming to Vancouver. Quite the interesting bill. Featuring Megadeth, Job for a Cowboy, In Flames, High on Fire, and Children of Bodom. That is happening May 16th at the Peony Pacific Coliseum. Coheed and Cambria and Baroness. It's going to be so epic. That show is going to be so long as well. Think about the average length of the songs by Coheed and Cambria and Baroness. All their songs are like 7 minutes long. Anyways, it's going to be rad. That's May 21st at the Commodore Ballroom. Nightwish is playing an all-ages show May 20th at the Croatian Cultural Center. The Cure is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with 65 Days of Static May 26th at GM Place. And then immediately after that, they're flying down to go play like the Sasquatch Festival or something like that. Killswitch Engage is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Poison, The Well, The End, and Throwdown May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And then the next day, Alkaline Trio are coming to Vancouver. Yay! May 30th, Croatian Cultural Center. It's going to be an all-ages show. The last time Alkaline Trio were here, they played at the Croatian Cultural Center, and I'm getting really tired of that place. But I do really love Alkaline Trio, so I'll probably end up going. Iron Maiden is coming to Vancouver, as you all know already. I think that show may be sold out, and if it isn't, then only really shitty seats are left. Pacific Coliseum, June. Oh, can't read that. 3rd, I think. Yeah, let's say 3rd. Nashville Pussy and the Reverend Horton Heat are playing a show together June 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. And let's see, Judas Priest is coming to Vancouver, playing with Testament July 24th at GM Place. How was that? How do you like them apples? So many shows to go check out. You really have no excuse. Seriously, guys. Seriously. Don't know what else to say. Oh, the new, totally. Well, that's all I have to say. If you wanted to give me a call in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. How about we get to some Rivnets? There was no, like, logical leap to that, but I really like this new Ravenettes album. It's called Lust, Lust, Lust. How about we get to a song called You Want the Candy? How about that? Because I love candy. And I stayed up really late last night watching Rome Season 2. I was up until like 4 in the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning, because I was so hopped up on candy. Because I had one of those like midnight runs to Safeway. Because I had a craving for candy. And so I stayed up all night watching Rome. And so I'm really sleep deprived right now, kind of on edge and a bit frazzled. So let's go to some Ravenettes on We All Fall Down.
I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy.
want the candy. I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy. Give me candy I've never had. It's so sweet, makes good life bad.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that listened, tuned in, and called in. this week. You guys are so rad. That was DOA off of their album The Black Spot. That song was called Wait For It. It was called Kill Ya Later. And before that, I played The Ravenettes off of Lust. The song was called You Want the Candy. As always, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Podcasts for this show, many other shows on CITR can be found at www.citr.ca. Coming up next, we have The Ink Stud Show. Robin is not here. He's attending some kind of awesome comic convention that I'm not at. In like Oregon somewhere. Great. Just great. And then at 3 o'clock, Brendan's coming in to do Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day, if you know what's good for you. I'm leaving you off now with a song called Bowie by the guys from Flight of the Conchords. One of the funniest shows ever. Not my favorite, I don't think, but it's pretty good. It's pretty damn good. Thanks, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
Bellies and spies. Bellies and spies, what you doing out there, mom?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie.
Ooh, Bowie.
Is it cold out in space, Bowie? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Bowie. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointed, Bowie? Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you. Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke astroturf? Ooh! Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I'll read you loud and clear, man. Who ya, man?
Your signal's weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out.
Drawn in by its gravitational pull, I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts. Soon I think it's pretty cool, man. No,
what? Oh, okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around. Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
I'm picking it up on my SD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
To the choir of Afronauts singing. Bowie's in space. Bowie, 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 Bowie. Bowie's in space.
Bowie,
Bowie,
Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie, Bowie